Broadcasting to you from Trailer Island in the heart of Louisville, Kentucky. It's the internet's number one party talk show, The Sam and Dan Nation.
Number one party talk show. We are the Sam and Dan Nation, brought to you exclusively by the crazy motherfuckers over at Jackalope Radio. It's Savage Saturday, son. Daniel, what's going on, baby?
Been smoking too much.
It's New Year's, bitch.
Drinking too much.
We are drunk as hell.
Beverages.
Welcome to a very special intoxicated as fuck edition of the Sam and Dan Nation. We have been drinking for hours.
Gastrointestinal disturbances.
We ate Captain D's tonight. Not sure if you got Captain D's in your area, but it's a fish place.
Captain D's nuts!
You don't get a lot of Captain D's. I don't get a lot of fish because my old lady doesn't like fish for whatever reason.
What is it Jules says in Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, she's a vegetarian, so that pretty much makes me a vegetarian. She hates fish, so that pretty much means I hate fish. I don't hate fish. I love fish. So we ate a bunch of fucking greasy fried fish, and then we decided to go play pool and drink beer before we did a fucking podcast.
Well,
that's
what was fucked up
idea.
About the fish, though?
Shit
like,
canned.
You know, we're picturing like some nice diamond shaped fish.
No,
like,
we paid $24 for essentially fish sticks.
They look like gigantic. They're like the long dong fish sticks, though.
Yeah. Thanks, Captain D's. Mm-hmm. So, it's New Year's, baby. This is the New Year's edition of the Sam and Dan Nation. Gonna be a crazy fucking show. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. It's been a busy week for Daniel and I. We got a lot of shit going on, man. It's we're in iTunes now. If you have iTunes on your phone or on your computer, you can get at our shit immediately. Just Google or not Google. Go to your iTunes search bar.
Go to your Google Plus
and look for the Sam and Dan Nation. Yeah, and kill yourself. A lot of crazy shit happened this year. We're going to do a 2012 year-end review in this show. That'll be funny. Got a lot of funny stuff to talk about. Daniel, you got any New Year's resolutions, man?
I don't do New Year's resolutions.
No? Not? Why? Why not? I'm just curious.
For one, I don't give a shit. For two, I don't
give a shit. You don't care?
You have no
yearly goals? Like,
man, here's the
thing. About?
Everybody that always talks about New Year's resolutions, they're like, this year, I'm going to quit smoking. Well, you haven't done it for the past six fucking years.
I'm going to stop raping and killing underage prostitutes. Shit that you just can't really commit to.
I'm going to stop eating Twinkies. You know, like, Well, you know what? You might actually
Twinkies went out of business.
Because they don't make them anymore.
Twinkies went out of business. That's
it's
true.
Just everybody always talks about all the shit that they're going to do for the new year.
And then,
they don't
happens.
Follow through on any of it.
That's true. That's very, very true. We got a we got us a New Year's Eve party. I don't know what you're doing for New Year's, but Daniel and I are going to a zombie ball. That's going to be exciting.
Vienna sausage.
Everybody...
I found a new Vienna today.
Fucking Vienna
Tiny
sausage.
Tim, if you're listening.
Bourbon
barbecue. Yeah. Which it you know what? It kind of tastes like
it's dirty.
It's delicious. It kind of tastes like Beanie Weenies, like the Van de Kamp.
I haven't had it yet. I can't comment on it. I haven't had it.
It
yet.
Tastes kind of like the Van
but
de
But I've
Kamp.
Watched you throat fuck three cans of it today.
I ate three
so
cans in
good.
Relatively one sitting today.
Must be pretty
so, yeah.
good. Folks, if you're listening to the Sam and Dan Nation for the first time, take your pants off, open a cold beer, and get ready to fucking party. It is the New Year's Eve episode of the S&D, and we're going to fucking get crazy tonight. Daniel and I are going to get shit-faced, we're going to shotgun some beers, and we're going to fucking, we're going to party for an hour. It's Savage Saturday, we're kicking off the fucking, the end of the year Jackalope review, if you will. The fucking, this is the last Savage Saturday of the year. What do you think about that, Daniel? It's got to be a good show. It's got to be big and bad and burly, like a
we'll
husky
do what we can.
Like a husky man bear violating a Twinkie boy. Check out www.jasonoblivion.com. Get our archives there. Check out jackaloperadio.com. You can get our archives there too. Cool website. You can listen to all of our shit and read up on the Sam and Dan Nation. Check out the other exciting shows on Jackalope FM. Isn't that right, Daniel? It's good
There's
stuff.
Plenty.
There's plenty of stuff.
A horn of plenty.
share my hungry, man, bitch.
It tastes like fish.
You got any? It was just Christmas. Did you have a good Christmas, Daniel? Did you have a good Christmas? I had a good Christmas. Daniel got me. Let me tell you folks what Daniel got me for Christmas. I came home from a hard day's work the other day. I was out chefing. Chefing like a motherfucker, just sweating over a stove, chopping onions and shit. I came home, and this beautiful bastard had gotten me a sack. It was a brown paper bag, first of all. And he wrote my fucking name on it. It said Sam in black permanent marker. I tore into it, and this sumbitch got me two cans, the jumbos, not the small size, two giant cans of generic ravioli. That's thoughtful. And two cans of Vienna sausage. My heart fucking melted. It really was. I told my mom about it. She was like, that's so sweet. You got your ravioli. I know you guys are hungry. Out there in Trailer Island.
And then,
it sounded like a dick. He actually bought me something. He got me a fucking crock pot, which is very cool because the cooking options
like, now
here,
I gotta fucking cook.
The cooking options here at Trailer Island, folks, they're pretty limited. We're down to like a microwave and a broken toaster.
Yeah,
kind of
like
Aqua Teen.
We just got a pile of clothes in the hallway we piss in.
That's, it's, you know, he's joking, but it's really not funny. It's kind of the reality over here. So we got a crock pot now, and I can make all kinds of shit with a crock pot, dude. I can make a beef bourguignon. I can make a beer stew. I could make a dick and beer stew.
White
I could make
chili.
A fucking I could make a white chili dick beer stew. It'd be fucking great. We're gonna cook the.
Why has everything got dick?
I'm gonna
in
throw
it?
Vienna because I'm thinking Vienna. I'm gonna throw these Vienna sausages in the motherfucker. How do you say it? Is it literally Vienna or Vienna?
It's supposed to be pronounced
and kudos
Vienna.
To the motherfuckers that crack the top open and drink the sludge on the top.
Mmm, it's Vienna sausage.
Crack. We got to get the jelly. Got to get the jelly, homie.
We should approach Armour for a sponsorship.
Like we talk about your product.
I like
all
their chili,
the
too.
Armour Vienna sausages. Delicious pork and beef in every bite.
You know, they also make potted meat.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can't get past the jelly on
potted meat. Potted meat.
I used to love it
me.
When I was a kid.
Terrifies
I think it was
me.
Because my mom would like mix it up.
Well, you got to mix it up. You got to mix the bones in with the cartilage, so you can spread it
it's
on
like,
the. Spread it on.
Like
my
Jell-O.
Grandmother, no shit. We would go out for picnics and shit, and she would crack. She called it pate. We talked about this on another show, and she would stir it up. And she would smear it on cheap-ass white bread and then put a fucking gross-ass piece of cheese on top.
My mom would do it. She would put it
horrible
on crackers.
Horrible farts. Smelled like dead fucking rotting corpse farts.
She would put it on crackers and then add a pickle. Yo, class it up a little bit.
I fucking spit beer into my microphone, you dick.
Class it up a little bit.
Put a pickle on it?
Yeah.
She put a pickle on it.
Yeah, just for some, I don't know, some flavor.
Speaking of your mother, do you have any Christmas stories from when you were a kid? Anything like that?
I don't know, man. I don't.
Nothing? Nothing good?
I don't dwell on Christmas.
You know, you never got it. I hate Christmas. It's a silly season. It makes me fucking nuts. But you don't have anything, not like one story from when you were a child that...
Anything that I probably would have looked back on fondly was bitches. Bullshit Santa Claus shit.
Like, that whole fucking lie just
And after
me.
You find out, the magic is
it
all
gone. It
just
strips the magic.
And you're just like, it fuck does. Santa Claus. God damn it.
I was so
butthurt, you feel like a
hurt,
fucking
dude.
Rube.
I like, was so butthurt.
You're sitting there and you're like, you mean I was believing? And I think that's how conspiracy theorists are born. Because they learn about Santa Claus, and then they find out it was all a lie.
I think the church should do that with you when you get to be like 30. And they're like, they sit you down, they're like, listen, this whole Jesus thing was just a joke. Because, like, my mom, like, I remember the conversation. She was like, she sat me down, she's like, honey, there's something I have to tell you. I was like 8 years old or some shit. And I kind of had it figured out by then anyway, but she was like, Santa's not real. And I was just so dumbstruck. I was like, what the fuck do you mean
he's
not real?
I you want to talk about Christmas memories? I remember. I was the fucking moron. I wasn't, like, old, but I was old enough to know better.
Right.
And, like, kids were telling me, there is no Santa
Claus.
Well,
see, that's how it started with me.
Yeah, and you feel like a fucking asshole.
Yeah, and
you're
like, fuck you, Santa's
Claus
real.
Is so fucking real.
He was at my house last year.
And
I
then
fucking
you go home,
cookies.
And you're like, Mom, all the kids are saying Santa
he
Claus
slept
isn't
with my
real.
Mom. He fucked her in
and
the ass.
And then they're like, well, son, I have something to tell you.
I got a used condom to prove it. Yeah. Yeah, it was terrible. It broke my fucking heart. And I remember looking to my mom's eyes, and I was like, why did you lie to me? And she was just like...
You feel so betrayed.
She was like, because that's what people do. I learned so much about life from that conversation, sir. And I've always equated that to Jesus. Like, I keep hoping at some point someone from the church is just going to sit me down and be like, yes, you know, and it's just, it's all bullshit to give you fucking happy ideas that... There's something after this. The reality is you fucking, we bury you in the ground and you rot. But, well, so you have nothing. You have no Christmas stories. I got a couple from when
that,
I was.
That was about it.
I have a couple from when I was in my early 20s, actually. These are sad stories, though. Do you want to hear them?
Or do you want to bum out our audience?
They're pretty fucked up. Well, all right. So I was 21 years old. No shit, this is a true fucking story, and you've never heard this, so I'm excited to tell you. Daniel's heard most of my stories. We're like a fucking married couple. He's heard all my shit, but I keep a few back just for reserve. I think I was 21 years old, and I was living, I might have been in Texas at the time. I was in between jobs. Really shitty Christmas. I fucking didn't have a woman. I was sad, and I was fucking just down on my luck, so I went to a titty bar for Christmas Eve. Which sounds like a terrible idea, just right off the bat. You would think that you would do something else, but I decided to go to this titty bar, so I went, and I'm getting drunk, and I'm shit-faced, and this fucking, she was like fat, not fat, but like, that. What do you call the in-between fat? Not really even chubby, more on the fat side, the stripper. She was a chunky Latino stripper, and I can't remember her fucking name, but she meandered over and she sat down next to me and she started doing the whole, you buy me a drink thing? You know how the fucking strippers and strippers do it. I was like, look, I'm not trying to spend a lot of money. I'm just, you know, I'm depressed and I'm just going to sit here and get drunk because it's Christmas. And she starts hitting me up for a lap dance. And I'm like, I don't want any of that. You look like a fucking train wreck, like just, you're a fucking garbage bag full of Mexican food that somebody beat against the pavement. Like, I don't want your fucking fat ass, you know, eczema jelly roll ass bouncing on my face. I'm just going to sit here and enjoy my Jack Daniels. So she gets up. And she fucking wanders around for a while, and I keep drinking. She comes back, and she stops by the table, and I never fucking, to this day, I can't remember why she thought it necessary to, you know, embellish me with this comment, but she was like, my stomach's really hurting. I was like, well, that's fucked up. I was like, I'm sorry. Maybe you should lie down. She's like, I don't know. And she's rubbing her gut and shit, right? So she walks over to this other dude and sat down. Just he's drinking. She starts running the lap dance game on him, right? Well, homeboy buys into it because he's clearly in a much worse place than I am, right? Well, they get up and they go into the fucking private room. And they're in there for like a couple of songs. And then I hear this, oh, fuck! Oh, shit! And dude runs out of the fucking room. And he's got something on the front of his fucking shirt. And it looks like shit, right? So what had happened, evidently, Bertha or whatever her fucking name was, she'd had a little bit of too much of Christmas dinner or leftovers, and she was ass bouncing on homeboy and sharted on him. She sharted on him during his dance.
That's pretty terrible.
She shit on the front of his shirt. And I laughed till I thought I was going to fucking die. It made my entire Christmas.
You know, it's wonderful that other people's misery made your Christmas.
It made my entire Christmas. And that brings me to one more story. We got time for one more, don't we? Before we fucking close
up
here.
We got time for whatever the fuck we want.
Move into the news. It was about a year later. I was living in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Now, in Albuquerque, these are very common. They have porn stores, and they're all over the fucking place, that have these jerk-off booths, right? And you'll go in, and a lot of times they'll have a chick dancing on the other side. And she's, like, nude. She'll take her clothes off. She'll, like, fuck herself in the ass with the dildo or whatever. And you can stand there, and you can rub one out. You got to tip her. Like, you got to throw, like, $5 in every once in a while. But, like, you go into this, like, little stinky, bleachy fucking wooden box, right? And there's like 8 of them stacked together, and there's like dudes on either side of you, can't see them, thank Christ, but everybody's like rubbing a load out to this one chick, or sometimes it's porn.
So wait, like, are they like tinted windows?
No, they're clear. Like, she can see you jerking off.
Well,
you're standing
how can
there
you not see the other guys then,
because it's wood on either side. Like, you're walking into basic envision, like a porta potty,
uh-huh.
Okay? Like, and on, you know, the left wall and the right wall are wood, but the front wall that you're looking out of is made of glass. So, like, you can't see
straight across. From
no,
each?
It's just like one row. There's not like dudes on either
okay.
side. Yeah, there's not like it's like you're waving at the dude on the
like,
other side.
Like, I've always
what's going
like,
on, brother.
I've had this vision in my head of like one of those booths, but in a circle.
Yeah,
like,
no, it's not a circle
jerk. One dude's
jerk.
Like beating off, and
no.
you happen to you're
no.
looking at the girl, and you look across, and you see this balding guy with big thick glasses, and you notice he's looking at you.
No, it's not like.
And then
that.
He comes and like draws a heart in his jizz.
No,
and points to
no.
you.
No,
anyway.
It's not like that. So I was in one of these places by happenstance, and I say that people are like, "Yeah, you were in there by happenstance." Like, I was bored, literally. I was just fucking around.
This isn't
and
a
I was
Christmas
waiting.
Story, right? I was,
it is a Christmas story. It happened. It wasn't on Christmas. It was like the day before, I think. Anyway, I'm
was
in
this
there.
The same Christmas?
No, it was like a year later.
Yeah, you sound like a dejected fuck right now.
Fuck you, man. So I'm in the store fucking around, and I asked the dude, I'm like at the counter, I'm like, what are these booths? Because I've never been in one. He was like, oh, well, those are like the fucking, they're like the fucking, the jerk fucking
Oh my
booth.
God,
I
almost
I was like, I was myself. Like, well, what, like, what are you, like, it's okay for me to go in there and just tug one out? He's like, yeah, I'll do whatever. And they,
get
have,
crazy with
they
it.
Had a sign that said live dancing girls. So I'm fuck you. I'm 22 years old. My hormones are raging. I'm like, I'm going to fucking go in here and I'm going to fucking see what's going on. So I go in and I start to rub one out. This chick's fucking dancing. And it was real weird at first. Like, I couldn't even get hard because I'm watching her and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, this is fucked up. Like, she's looking at me through. And I could hear dudes on either side of me just like grunting. So I slid $5 in, and whatever, I just pumped one out, shot it all over the fucking greasy. Dude, there were, like, loads dripping off of it, like, where other guys had been in there. the whole place just stank of fucking bleach and semen. It was disgusting. I walked out, head hanging low, just this horrible self-loathing, because after you do something like that, you think to yourself, like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Like, why? Why would I do that? So I'm standing there, and I'm just basking in my own self-loathing, hating myself, hating my job. I was working security for Kmart at that point. I was tackling crackheads for like $8 an hour. No car, no life prospects, and I'm just like, I am such a piece of shit, right? As soon as I walk out, now here's the Christmas miracle. This fucking dude wheels... And across the floor, He's rocking a mop bucket and no gloves. He's got his arm, he's got his shirt rolled up. He gets into my fucking stall and he sprays it down. I repeat, no gloves. And he just starts scooping the semen
with his hand
out of the fucking bottom of the jerk-off booth. He works there, right? And I just stood there staring at the guy, just shocked. And I'm watching him scoop semen out, and he's wringing the fucking rag. And at that moment, it fucking hit me. I was like, my life's not that bad. Like, shit could be fucking worse.
What's terrible is he's just accepted it.
Yeah, dude, yeah, he was like a, he was just, he had this somber look on his face, like, this is what I do. Like, this is my life. I scrape semen out of the bottom of jerk-off booths where guys fucking masturbate to a dirty hooker. Yeah, he's like, he was beyond the gloves at that point. He's like, fuck it, I don't even care. And my entire life, every time I have hated my life or I've hated something about what I was doing, I think back to that tiny fucking porn store in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and to that one fucking sad he was Mexican, I'm not being racist, but he was a Mexican dude, that poor Mexican guy who was on his hands and knees scraping my load out of the bottom of a jerk-off booth. And I think to myself, ladies and gentlemen, you can learn a lot of this. This is a Christmas truth. Things could always be worse.
I like to think his name was Jesus.
At the end of the day, you could always be scraping dirty cum off the floor of a porn store for minimum wage. Things could be worse. And that makes me smile inside a little. It does. I feel bad for the dude. I don't know where he is now. I like to think he's in that same store scraping.
That's terrible.
Maybe that's his thing in life. Like, everybody has a fucking thing. Like, maybe that's...
I would hope that.
Like, maybe he just resolved himself to that. He was like, you know, one day he woke up and he's like, you know what? I am the jizz master. There was no one that can get semen off a plexiglass cleaner than I fucking can.
Hey, did you happen to notice what kind of cleaner he used?
It was a blue something in a bottle. I'm guessing it was fucking Windex.
Glass cleaner.
Mm-hmm. It's the standard old Windex, so. Ladies and gentlemen, there you go. Things could always be worse. So count your blessings this year as you're holding your loved ones tight and waiting for the New Year's to ring in. You could be scraping dirty splooge off the floor of a porn store. And what a way to kick off the show, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Savage Saturday on the motherfucking Lope. It's Sam and Dan New Year's episode. We got a lot of shit to talk about. We're going to do a 2012 year in review. Before we get started with that, we got to pay some motherfucking bills. Keep the lights on here in Trailer Island. Check out our Zazzle store. We're going to play a commercial for that. When we get right back, we're going to slide into the end of the year news report. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.
Are you tired of dressing like a sexless, humorless Protestant? Is your wardrobe bland, boring, and lacking in style? Well, then mothball those church clothes and visit the official Sam and Dan online store. We've got everything you need to make a real fashion statement. Cool, thought-provoking t-shirts for him and her. Check out our exclusive Team Motorboat gear for the ladies. And it doesn't stop there. We've got coffee mugs, beer steins, and stylish iPhone cases to complete your new look. It's all available right now. Visit www.zazzle.com/the Sam and Dan Nation and get your new gear today. Once again, that's www.zazzle.com/the Sam and Dan Nation.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for this week's news report. Before we get into that, we're going to segue with a little bit of rat. I wanted to say something intelligent about it, but the name of the band is just so lowbrow. Rat. Master Splinter.
It's got two T's.
It does have two T's. Rat, a little round and round for your motherfucking New Year celebration. Here we go, folks.
Sales. Get it away. We'll punch you on your-
folks, it's time for the news report here on the Sam and Dan Nation, the motherfucking New Year's edition of our goddamn show. I'm fucking excited. I couldn't be any more excited. Daniel is your Peter Rinklin. I can't fucking wait to get this news report out.
Peter Rinklin? It's a Peter Rinklin.
This is a slobbering fucking drunk edition of the Sam and Dan Nation. If you're listening right now and you don't have a cold beer in your hand, you should just shut the radio off and fucking kill yourself. That's all I'm saying. Or a drink. If you're drinking whiskey or something, I'm not going to fault you for that. Alcohol of some kind. Roll yourself a big fat fucking joint and let's get fucking into this news report here. All right, this is funny. A Japanese porn actress, Yuta Kohaku, gets 100 bottles of semen from fans. Now, Japanese porn is very popular. We talked about this a while ago. Dudes on a fucking, on an image board site that shall not be named.
Why did they do this
saving
shit?
And bottling their own semen. Right? A Japanese porn actress has at least 100 fans that would give their lives to her or at least help her give life to another as part of an upcoming erotic opus tentatively titled Semen Collection 2. Uta Kohaku asked her fans on Twitter to donate to the cause by sending in bottles of their own male bodily fluids for inclusion in the film. What the fuck? Is she going to drink it?
That's
a way to start the new year. The actress received more than 100 bottles of sperm-filled plastic bottles in a 10-day period, each featuring the name of the dirty donator. Kohaku appreciated the randy response to her request, and according to Rocket News 24, promised her fans, "I real care for them as if they were my own child." Listen, on a serious note, I got a lot of response from fans last time and other people. I got emails that said that they were unhappy that, you know, my comments about the North Koreans and the way I was acting towards fucking Chinese people and Asians in general was wrong, and that it was racist, and that I was categorizing all Asians as North Koreans, and that's just not the case, okay? And to those people, I want to say, I truly, truly sorry. I no mean to offend. I'm very sorry. You come to buffet, I give your whole family $5 discount, okay? No hard feeling. This is funny. This is really, really funny. This is a news report from news.com, AU, Australia. What a stinker. A man told off for workplace flatulence. An American federal employee has been formally reprimanded for excessive workplace I can't even fucking read it.
Fatulence. I bet he was fat.
He was having fat farts. Reprimanded for having excessive workplace flatulence. And a 5-page letter outlining the dates and times he let it rip. The Maryland man was accused of releasing the awful and unpleasant odor in his Baltimore office, reports the Smoking Gun. After several employees lodged complaints, the man, a Social Security Administration employee, was accused of conduct unbecoming of a federal officer and was told his uncontrollable flatulence had created an intolerable and hostile work environment for his coworkers.
Let me stop you for a second. So they have a detailed log, right?
It's like every time he farted, somebody was writing in a notebook. Like,
so either someone is really fucking weird that they would log it, or his farts are actually that much of a violation to your nostrils.
Like, women, every time they'd hit them in the face, they just spontaneously vomited across the room. Just fucking filling up.
You know what? I've known guys like that, though. That's that, like, so gross, they've just had the fucking worst gas. And, like, you truly feel violated. I mean, you think about it. You're literally smelling the inside of someone's asshole.
Someone's colon.
Like, that's violation.
Baby, I want to smell what you have for lunch. It's rough. It's rough. It's so gross.
It doesn't get much worse than
you know,
that.
That's a legit fetish, by the way. Fart smelling.
No, I got you. Yeah.
I've seen videos like where chicks will fart.
Oh, that smells like bean with bacon. Oh.
I smell grape jelly and ketchup. It's wrong. Our show has gotten so juvenile, dude. Do you realize that? We have literally lowered the fucking bar. We have substantially lowered the bar.
Well, I guess we'll just have to call upon James Cameron to pick it back up.
James Cameron doesn't do what James Cameron does for James Cameron. James Cameron does what James Cameron does because James Cameron is James Cameron.
Man sets fire to Denny's Christmas tree because his check took too long. That's fucking great. I always love stories where someone just loses their shit because the stupidity of American workers drives them to fucking insanity. All right, I'm going to read this article because it's funny. Literally, this guy lit a Denny's Christmas tree on fire. When you want your Rudy Tooty fresh and fruity, you want it now, goddammit. Such was the lesson that a Denny's in San Antonio learned when an unhappy customer set fire to their Christmas tree and peaced out on a cold winter's night. The guy, who was upset because his check was taking too long, pulled what we can only call, described as a polar express opposite of Santa Claus, and lit things up like so many Friday night lights. This is terrible. Whoever wrote this article is an asshole. Sorry, FNL and Waco are the only two things I know about Texas. No, I'm not even going to fucking read this article anymore. It's fucking stupid. Whoever wrote this is a dick. Laura Beck. Reasons why women shouldn't have computers. why are you not in the kitchen? The point of this whole thing is the guy fucking, he got pissed off because his check took too long and he lit a Christmas tree on fire. That's funny.
That's like, pretty I bet, random,
I just,
though.
I
like...
just picture him sitting there and just fuming and just being pissed. And he's thinking to himself, he's like, this fucking bitch doesn't bring me my check. In the next 5 minutes, I'm going to get up and I'm going to just light that fucking Christmas tree on fire. And then I wonder how he did it, because you know they didn't have a real Christmas tree at Denny's. Like, did he Molotov cocktail it? Did he have, like, a flask? And he, like, fucking, he dumped whiskey on it and lit it on fire? Or did he build, like, some kindling underneath it? Like,
yeah, I mean, clearly just a simple lighter wasn't going to do it.
A pick lighter's not going to. They're actually, I think most of those trees are fire retardant. Can we say retardant? Get dab dirt, paint it! Can we say fire retardant?
Jesus.
Oh, kudos to that fucking guy. Whoever he is, they haven't caught him yet. But I'm proud to say I'm an American because you live in America, sir. Thank you for lighting Denny's fucking Christmas tree on fire. Let's see here. this is pretty funny. Kid finds homemade porn on his Nintendo 3DS he got for Christmas. So here's a reason to rethink buying refurbished. 5-year-old Brandon Giles popped open a 3DS he just got for Christmas to find about 9 photos of people, presumably the previous owners or previous owners' parents, having sex. Oh boy. Mark Giles, the kid's father, found out when Brandon asked his older brother with help deleting the photos. He claims the photos traumatized his family. Which, you know, maybe they did.
You know what? I hate fucking people like that.
He's trying to get money from Nintendo is what's going on.
Well, first of all, it's not even Nintendo's fault. It's whoever refurbed it. So it's GameStop or whoever.
It is, exactly. Like, how did it traumatize him? Was it like a dude fucking a donkey and eating a dismembered midget?
Well, first of all, whatever it was did not traumatize Dad, I assure you.
No, I'm sure Dad probably rubbed one out. He was like, oh, this is fucking nice. I take this to the study.
Mom got all uppity, and
Mom got all uppity.
She's like, "Poor Jude, you're saw titties, and
this is so bad. I'm gonna have to leave the kitchen. I got a whole load of dishes in here. I'm gonna have to sue the Nintendo Corporation.
I'm gonna write my congressman."
So he got some porn on his Nintendo 3. If I was a kid and I got some porn on my new Nintendo, I would not be a little fucking dickhead about it.
Well, how old was the kid?
Who gives a fuck? If he was 6, he should have been happy. It was stroke material for like 3 years.
Maybe he just didn't even know what he was looking at.
Now, when you see a dick fucking fart pounding a hole, then you can figure it out. It's like, oh, that's a winky fucking cock smacking a vagina. I don't know, whatever, you know what I'm saying. Like, he's fucking, the kid, he's not, the kids aren't fucking stupid. Kids walk in on moms and dads having sex all the time.
They it's the one-eyed fucking, serpent.
It's the one-eyed wonder weasel. giving your mom a fallopian tube dance.
Why is that funny?
That's right. I was putting one in her, son. I was making you a baby brother. It's because her ass was in the air. You know, if you fuck a chick doggy style, it's supposed to produce a boy.
I did,
supposedly. If you fuck a chick doggy style, that's. And if you want a girl, it's missionary. Because it's something about male sperm are fucking lazy and you gotta get it closer to the fucking cervix.
What about if you want her on top? You just don't produce anything?
It all runs out. Maybe, I don't know.
Well, hey, you know, ladies, if you don't feel like getting pregnant,
maybe if you want a kid
climb
who,
on.
Maybe if you want a kid who wears a helmet. They should do a study on that. On stupid fucking kid. I don't mean retarded kids. I'm not making fun.
No, he's just talking about crack babies.
I'm not making fun of fucking kids with disabilities. I'm just fucking saying that maybe some of the semen ran out and hit the mattress. That's all I'm saying. Christmas is about shitty children. It's about shitty kids who want shitty things that are too expensive and, you know, just fuck it. Give your kids presents on Halloween. That's what I say. Just do the whole present thing on Halloween and then explain to them that God doesn't exist. And just be real with your fucking kids. That's all I'm asking. Right?
Yeah,
right?
And don't accept it when they bitch because you got them an iPhone 3GS instead of a 4.
If they bitch about a 3GS, you put that motherfucker in a tube sock and you beat them over the head with it.
And then hand them a Nokia.
One of the old school fucking, the kind you used to be able to get Snake on. Where you chase the little ball around. Give them a fucking Nokia for Christmas. And see if they like that shit. That's what I'm fucking saying. Fuck kids. I have a son. He's a smart kid. He's not stupid like that. But some kids are. Some kids are just fucking dumber and shit. They don't appreciate the things that we didn't have that shit when we grew up. We had all these fancy schmancy goddamn fucking toys.
We had to walk uphill back and forth to fucking school.
I did.
Blah, blah, blah.
I fucking literally did. And I had to steal pornography to jerk off. Now these little cocksuckers, all they got to have is an internet connection.
I will say that part kind of pisses me off. The fact
I had to
that
go to links to fucking choke the fact out that when I was a kid.
We had to go find the shit, you know?
Well,
we had to go
to
forage
go
for your porn.
You had to forage for porn. You had to know somebody who knew somebody. All right. So that's going to do it for this week's news report, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Sam and Dan fucking New Year's edition. Roll up your pipes, pack your fucking bongs, and we're going to play a song tonight that I love. I think it's absolutely hilarious. We've never played it on the program. Folks, here's a little John LaJoy. You like John, don't you, Dan?
Absolutely.
He's fucking funny. He's in that show. What's the show?
The League.
The League. Yeah. He's in that show, The Fucking League. He's got a ton of fucking music that's out. All of it's hilarious. He does hip-hop stuff. But this is probably my favorite song that he puts out, or that he's put out, so... Ladies and gentlemen, John LaJoy, high as fuck. Let's get fucking blazes. 420 here in the Sam and Dan Nation.
Have you ever watched the sun go down and you're thinking about the world spinning round? Have you ever been high as fuck? In the bathroom mirror talking to yourself, and your dog's looking at you like you need help. Have you ever been high as fuck? Then you feel your heart pumping really fast, and you're convinced that you're gonna have a heart attack. Have you ever been high as fuck? Close your eyes and you're on a chicken farm. The only problem's that the chickens have human arms. You say that's fucked up, why do the chickens have human arms? You need snacks so you walk to the corner store, but you're scared because you think that they will know you're high. So you walk around the block to buy some time. Finally decide to go in the store, but you're so high you don't know why you're there anymore. So you just buy a pack of gum, get the hell out of there. You're walking home and your mouth is dry. You should have bought some juice and snacks, but you were too high. Thinking about ketchup chips, and for some reason the game Battleship.
You start thinking about how fun it was to play games like Battleship when you're a kid, and how as we get older we forget how to play and just to enjoy ourselves. So you say, guess what, I'm going to make up a game right now, and it involves a baseball bat and a porcupine, and I'm going to try to kill a porcupine with a baseball bat, but then you don't know where to find the porcupine, so you go on eBay and you do a search, but people don't sell porcupines on the internet, and you say, you know what, world, you got me cornered again, I'm going to roll another joint.
Ever eat a whole bag of crackers that was so old that they weren't crispy anymore? Have you ever been high as fuck?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was the 420 edition of Sam and Dan Nation. No, it wasn't the 420 edition. It was just the 420 segment. I am fucking fried.
Plastic.
Colorado, where you at? Washington, where you at?
Man, I done ran out of fish.
Daniel's been sitting over here nibbling on Captain D's since we
Captain
started.
Captain D's, please.
Killing me, motherfucker. All right, it's time for the year-end review, which I'm very, very excited about. We got a ton of shit to talk about here, so let's get into that. All right, folks, 2012 was a crazy fucking year. A lot of shit happened. A lot of stuff happened here on the S&D. We got picked up by Jackalope fucking Radio. Very
stop,
fucking
stop
cool.
Stop doing the blog talk.
That's right. We made the transition from blog talk to the largest independent radio station on the fucking internet, Jackalope. Thank you, Mr. Todd Sheets, for putting us on the air and putting up with our bullshit. And that was probably the biggest
bullshitty problem.
That was the biggest news of the S&D Nation. There was some other news that happened here in 2012. Let's see. We got the world was supposed to end.
It didn't.
It didn't fucking end. I wonder
Big
how many,
shock.
I wonder how many people are just cowering inside
Wasn't
their
Rapture
bomb shelters.
Also this year?
I don't think Jesus put a date on that, sir.
I'm talking about the guy who always predicts shit.
Remember, yeah, yeah, that crazy motherfucker. I think he said that Christ was coming back. Christ didn't come back. Nibiru did not collide with Earth, not shockingly, and we all lived through it. So, you know, I was watching Jesse Ventura Conspiracy Theory the other day, and all those motherfuckers that built bomb shelters, I wonder what they're doing right now.
Waiting for the next apocalypse.
they're just sitting in their
No,
shelter.
They said it's actually a proven fact that most people... that, like, believe in these...
They were like, it didn't fucking happen, but it's going to happen fucking soon.
Right, that's...
The Mayans were off by, like, a month, give
or take. That's actually the mindset of most people that believe in these prophecies.
That's fucking
instead
retarded.
Instead of...
Stupid.
Instead of being like, oh, well, I'm a fucking idiot because I thought this was going to happen, like, it just, like, furthers their resolve.
Their insanity? Yeah,
in
no,
the
I
fact
gotcha.
That... It's fucking world's stupid. Gonna end.
If you're sitting in a bomb shelter right now, listen to this. Come on out. The world didn't end. You're a fucktard. Go ahead and convert all the gold that you converted earlier back into normal people money and euros, because we're eventually just gonna be part of Europe. I believe that.
Come out of the shelter and go eat.
We are a socialist fucking economy these days.
Come out of the shelter and go eat at Casa Bonita.
Bring out your beanie weenies and put them back in your pantry. Everything's fine. The world didn't end. Spooky Jesus didn't come back on his white magical horse and things. It's business as usual, topside.
Spooky Jesus.
He is spooky.
I picture like an emo
fucking
dude.
Spooky. Yeah, I do too, kind of. Like a guy who's all depressed. He's got like cuts all over his wrists.
Oh, that's terrible.
He's like, my dad's such a dick. He's like cutting himself. He's like, I fucking hate my dad. So my dad doesn't understand me. Tupac became a hologram this year. Tupac became a fucking hologram. I hear they're doing Elvis, too. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard about it.
They're doing an Elvis hologram. I also heard that they're going to do John Lennon. John Lennon's supposed to be
they
a hologram.
They talked about bringing back Left Eye from TLC so the other girls could get some work again.
That's fucking
Oh, they actually
terrible.
Talked about doing Jackson 5, too.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, because, you know, nobody else cares about the Jackson 4.
What are they going to do, like a Little Michael? Like a Michael. when he
oh,
was,
and then they're gonna have the old Michael molest himself.
Oh fucking killed me, dude. Oh, I would fucking pay an infinite amount of money to see that. I would. I swear to God, if I won the lottery,
so
I would sign
Corey
my
Feldman.
Own. Feldman would too. I bet he would jerk off while he watched it. He'd be like, "This makes me so sad, and it brings back so many memories." Oh, we shouldn't get drunk before we do shows. Okay, so a mini Michael gets molested by a tall Michael or an older Michael. That would be funny. Macaulay Culkin in the background, fucking doing a little jig, doing a little dance.
He would just love to have the work again. What's the last thing he was in? Saved?
Home Alone? I don't remember.
No, Saved came out. You didn't see that. It was too indie for you.
Of course I didn't fucking see that.
It was actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. He's like, you keep telling yourself.
Macaulay Culkin living off that John Hughes money. That's all he got. Obama got reelected.
You look killed the whole Tony Scott.
Yeah, just kill him.
All right,
go except on. For that part, because that's funny. Because we're referencing the Tony Scott part that we're not going to talk about later, about how he killed himself. Obama got reelected, which is pretty awesome. Daniel's blowing his nose, ladies and gentlemen. You need a Sudafed, motherfucker. Obama got reelected, and Republicans lost their goddamn minds. I have never seen more fucking ridiculous hatred ever online than after President Obama.
We
want to
secede!
Yeah, Texas is going to fucking break away from the U.S. That's going to end well. Oh, for Christ's sake. Honey Boo Boo aired and horrified America. I don't know how I feel about that. I every time I see it, and it's on the Learning Channel, dude, it makes me fucking sick.
You remember when the Learning Channel did something?
Yeah, where you actually learned something on the Learning Channel? Yeah, no, I remember that. I did.
Is it really on TLC?
Yeah, dude, it's on TLC. Are you serious? You didn't know that? It's on the fucking Learning Channel. Like, what are we supposed to be learning from Honey Fuck Boo Boo? Seriously. That's all I'm saying. It's on the Learning Channel. Yes, sir.
It always kills me. Like, stations will come up with a theme, and then they'll get popular, and then they'll just completely divert, like MTV, music television. Last time
no
you watched
music
some goddamn
anywhere in
music
sight.
On there.
Ain't no goddamn music on MTV, that's for sure. Kevin Smith announced Clerks 3 via Broadway.
Yeah, this is one of those things, like, I hear different shit every time I read something about it. Like, you know, obviously, first we all heard that there was never going to be any Jay and Silent Bob movies again.
Ever again. Ever
then,
again.
You know, I knew inevitably he was going to do another one.
Of course.
But, like, now I guess, like, the reason he says he's going to do it is because he wants to do a Broadway version.
Come on, dude. You wouldn't watch that.
I would watch it, but it just seems so goddamn pretentious.
I would totally watch that.
I love Kevin Smith's work, but I don't know.
I would
much rather
see
a Clerks 3 film.
Really?
I'll say that.
Film?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what else he has to say. I think taking it to the stage is actually pretty cool. I think it's pretty cool. I think it's fucking, it's inventive. I would go see it. I would fucking pay for it to watch fucking, he's going to have a rough time getting this whole cast on board. Because isn't Randall kind of fucking, like, weird now? Like, he doesn't want to fucking...
I guess he doesn't like the Weinsteins.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
He's not,
like,
really in a position
I guess
to be
he's just
pointing fingers
kinda,
like that.
I guess
he?
He's just one of those dudes that really doesn't get along with people. I don't know.
Jesus fucking Christ. All right, kids, that's the fucking 2012 year in review for what it's worth. Oh, the Olympics happened, too, by the way. Michael Phelps.
He smoked a lot of weed and won a bunch of medals.
He sure did. And here's a tribute to Paul. Daniel, here's some dead baby jokes. You ready? Parental discretion is advised. Are you ready? You sitting down?
Let's
you lubed
do
up. Here we go. What's funnier than a dead baby? Dead baby in a clown costume. What's funnier than a dead baby?
What's that?
A dead baby sitting next to a child with Down syndrome.
That is pretty funny.
How do you know when a baby is a dead baby. The dog plays with it more often.
Wow.
How do you make a dead baby float? Come on, come on, you got this. Take your foot off the back of his fucking head. What's the difference between a dead baby and a trampoline? When you jump on a trampoline, you take your boots off. What do you call a dead baby, a rat, 6 weeks old bread, and a gherkin? Hold on. A dead baby, a rat, 6 week old bread, and a gherkin pickle.
You got me.
A Big Mac.
Jesus.
What's blue and thrashes about on the floor? A baby playing in a plastic bag. How many babies does it take to paint a house? It depends on how hard you throw them. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a crazy fucking show. Folks, it's the Sam and Dan Nation, the New Year's edition. I hope you had a fantastic 20 Feldman. Hope you had a fantastic 20 Feldman. A 2012. I know Dan and I sure did, and we're fucking super excited about doing another year here on the Lope on Savage Saturdays. Stick around, because we got a lot of fucking other cool shows that are coming up tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun. And big thanks to Mr. Jason Oblivion for putting us on his site. Check out www.jasonoblivion.com. Check out our archives there, as well as www.jackaloperadio.com. Check out our shit there and all the other cool shows. Folks, we really thank you for listening, and we will see you next year on another exciting edition of the Sam and Dan Nation. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Follow our harrowing adventures into alcoholic excess.
Hopefully we'll both be around next year.
Shenanigans.
We're going to live through another year of liver abuse and what the fuck not. So, folks, we'll see you next year. And to close us out, this is a really funny fucking song from Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys. I have no idea what his actual name is. Couldn't tell you. But this song is hilarious.
I knew it before you said it.
If you've never heard it, this is the perfect song to close out the year 2012, ladies and gentlemen. Liquor and Whores. It's the Sam and Dan Nation. We'll see you next year.
Liquor and whores. Liquor and whores. The cigarettes and dope and mustard and bologna. Liquor and whores. I was down, drinking at the Legion. And I met a girl, she was nice, she was pretty and pleasing. She said, hey boy, we should do some marrying. And I said, sure, but before we do, there's something that you should know. I like liquor and whores, liquor and whores. Cigarettes and dope and mustard and bologna, liquor and liquor and whores, liquor and whores.
Mustard and bologna, liquor and I like liquor and boars, liquor and boars, cigarettes and dope and mustard and bologna, liquor and whores. Liquor and whores.